Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the states, parties of the non-alignment movement and other state parties to the Biological and Toxin Weapon Convention. The group of NAM and other state parties to the BWC attaches great importance to the issues of international cooperation as the first priority of the group. We continue to believe that there is need for an effective mechanism to ensure the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. In this regard, the group submitted at the 8th Review Conference a working paper on a compliance mechanism for the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. The enhancement of international cooperation for use of biological agents for peaceful purposes is an essential part of compliance with the Convention and is crucial for the realization of the purpose and objective of the Convention. The group emphasizes the importance of overcoming sustained challenges and obstacles to international cooperation, assistance, and exchange in biological sciences and technology. In this regard, one of the main challenges for full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is the existence of unjustified restrictions and or limitations, including politically motivated ones imposed against state parties, inconsistent with the provisions of the Convention. To this end, the challenges, obstacles, and specific measures should be identified to ensure that national implementation of the Convention are taken in full conformity with the obligation under Article 10. Any export control measures adopted at a national level should be in full conformity with Convention obligations and create an environment conducive to ensure the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of all provisions of the Convention and should not in any way adversely affect the rights and obligations of the state parties under the Convention. Non-proliferation efforts through maintaining export controls are best addressed through multilaterally non-discriminatory negotiated guidelines to preserve the integrity and the delicate balance that exists in the Convention. There should be no hindrance to peaceful activities such as vaccine development, which are important for developing countries for meeting their public health needs. There is need for equitable benefits from international cooperation in this area, keeping in mind the need for ensuring appropriate and affordable support for developing countries. We also are of a view that the developing countries need to meet their needs for cost-effective, affordable, and quality-assured medicines and vaccines, including through provisions such as compulsory licensing or price controls. It is crucial to note that the Convention has established a system with equal rights and obligations based on the principle of equal treatment of all state parties. Therefore, national implementation measures should not create undue restrictions among state parties, which would hinder the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. Mr. Chairman, the group of NAM and other state parties to the BTWC look forward to engage constructively to consider and review proposals along with its principal positions during the negotiations with the view to reach a consensual outcome. Thank you.